Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning from the Sitka Historical Society Museum is Jackie Fernandez, the curator there. And Jeff Budd is here from the Greater Sitka Arts Council. And the two of you have kind of cooked up a scheme. You guys are going to make us appreciate fashion art no matter what, right? It's a fashionable... It's a wearable art exhibition, and I guess it's kind of a partnership between the Wearable Art Show and the Sitka Historical Museum, right? Jackie, why don't you tell us some of the details? What are you looking for?
That's right. Well, we're here today to talk to you about Community Couture, a wearable art exhibition, and the Sitka Historical Society and Museum is partnering with the Greater Sitka Arts Council to put on an exhibit of wearable art. It can be wearable art made from this year's show or from previous year's shows, and we just want to give the community an opportunity to submit their applications and to display their pieces of wearable art. It's a wonderful opportunity for folks that weren't able to attend previous year's shows to see their local community members' art, and also if they can't make it to this year's show, to come. And one component is that members of the public are going to be invited to vote on their favorite piece. We'll have ballots, and at the end of the exhibit, we'll announce the winners.
Right, and Jeff, it does seem like it's kind of a shame to think that some of the stuff we've seen in past years is
hidden in somebody's closet.
Gone.
I like the idea of partnership first, and of course, this is all Jackie's idea. But people spend so much time too putting those things together that you really can't see the handiwork that goes into it, and the craftspersonship and the talent. So. An opportunity like this is really going to be neat to really where you can really eyeball it and see how much work went into some of those pieces.
Yeah, I do want to get to this notion that it is Jackie's idea, because Jeff, anybody who listens to this show knows that you're a community activist. You've been involved in the arts for a long time here. You're involved in Arty Grad. Jackie is a professional museum curator, and I am curious about what the overlap is here. Jackie, I mean, how we're sort of elevating kind of a fun thing to a sort of a different level here when you bring it into the museum, don't you?
That's right. I think that it's really a great opportunity for people to be able to have more of a voice and presence at the Sitka Historical Museum. And that's one of our big goals this year. This is going to be one of a series of temporary rotating exhibits that we're kicking off that will enable the public to be more involved and participate more with the things that we do and the exhibits that we have. It's really a community curating effort. And the Greater Sitka Arts Council does so many wonderful things in town. This just seemed like a great opportunity with timing and with all of the efforts that people put into making their wearable art pieces to allow them to have a greater chance to display them for more time seemed like a fun idea. And also the opening reception, which is going to be held on March 12th, that's a Monday, at 6 p.m. at the Sitka Historical Society Museum in Centennial Hall, we'll give people that are selected who have applied to have the chance to talk a little bit informally about their work, about their pieces, a little bit about themselves, and answer any questions. So it takes their outfits one step further by allowing them to share information about themselves and about their inspiration and the wonderful pieces that they made.
And that's what curators are into, kind of the provenance of art and where it comes from and, you know, its significance to us all. So, and also, it's just fun. I mean, this stuff is fun. And we were talking a little bit about this before we went on the air, that a lot of people, probably you included, like clothes, love clothes, whereas I'm sitting here in the same shirt. I'm sure I started this job in 10 years ago, right?
But this is also about craftsmanship. It's about how crazy can you make a piece, or how can you construct something that you can actually walk around in and impress people with at the same time.
Yeah, that's kind of where we go from fashion into art. I mean, that's why, I mean, we call it a fashion show, but it's really about art that you can put on.
It's a wearable art show.
Yeah, exactly. It's all, I'm getting it, you know?
Yeah.
Lo, these many years, I'm finally getting it. And Jeff, you're kind of excited about the fact that I know we sort of imported this idea from Ketchikan.
Apparently they might have imported it from their own selves, because I thought the history was it started in New Zealand, but Ketchikan's been doing it longer than New Zealand is what we're finding out.
Interesting, but they have four nights. We have our two this Friday and Saturday of the Wearable Arts fashion show. But this idea of a reception or a museum exhibit – and a reception is kind of going, breaking new ground a little bit.
I think so, yeah. And the reason for the reception, we tried it last year, is again because people spend so much time crafting their pieces, and then they have 2 minutes on the runway, and it just doesn't, it's, you know, that's what, it makes a show good because a show keeps moving. But if people are really interested, then it's fun to go to the reception. Last year, that room was jam-packed with people really looking at what was going on and seeing the pieces. So it's neat.
Okay. Jackie, you want people to apply by next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday.
That's right. This Tuesday, March 6th, is the deadline for applications. You can get your application at the Sitka Historical Society in Centennial Hall or at our website, which is www.sitkahistory.org. And if you have any questions, you can call the museum and chat with me. It's really an easy application to fill out. It's short. We just want some photographs of your piece. Jeff actually submitted 2 applications already, and they've been coming in. So we're telling people, don't be fashionably late. Get them in now.
That's the best line.
So you'll look at the applications, and you'll consider the pictures, and you'll get back to people and notify them if they've been selected for the community couture, a wearable art exhibition, which will open on the 12th.
That's right. Monday, March 12th at 6 p.m. with the opening reception, which the Greater Sitka Arts Council has been kind enough to sponsor. And that reception will be at the museum.
Okay. Where are you going to put all? Where are you going to put this exhibit?
I've been constructing stages and structures, armatures, because we have 2 mannequins at the museum. So
right.
I've been working with PVC pipe and skill saws and power tools and busy the past weeks, and we're going to center those pieces that I've built along with a wonderful man in town. He's actually the husband of a board member named Bob Peel. We're going to place those stages and structures in the center of the museum where we have our temporary space. Right now, the Dale DeArmond collection is up there, so I'll have to deinstall and then do the installation in a few days. And we're really excited about it, though. This is just a great opportunity to be a lot of fun, and we love the idea that we can give the community a greater voice at the museum and partner with the Greater Sitka Arts Council at the same time.
Things you didn't know about curators,
yeah,
and the work they do. And people who come to the, if you come to the reception on Monday, March 12th, is that when votes will be cast, or will you be taking votes over the course of the exhibit?
We'll be taking votes over the course of the exhibit. People can come in and vote anytime they like.
And are there prizes? Or how's this going to work?
I could bake them a pie, maybe. That's to be discussed.
All right.
You get bragging rights.
And the idea of voting is to what? Just let,
we just thought it would be fun. It would give it a little bit of an edge, and people will sort of be wondering where they are and how many people have cast votes for their particular piece.
Okay.
And again, this isn't being done. This hasn't been done before in Sitka with the wearable art show. There's been this wonderful opportunity to show what you made, but people haven't really got to give specific input. So I'm really interested to see, you know, what the results will be and why people would have selected their favorite piece.
Yeah, it is. I mean, feedback is sort of becoming, it's sort of ingrained in our society now almost through social networking. I know on Raven Radio, we're always checking our Facebook comments and things. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to see how people respond to what you put out there. About how many pieces do you think you'll include in the exhibit, Jackie?
We probably have space for between 8 and 10, although depending on how many fantastic submissions we get, I might be able to work a little bit more over the weekend and build more structures to get some more done. But we definitely have space for at least 8, so we'll have that many up.
Okay, and will any of the winners or any of these submissions become a part of the permanent collection of the Sitka Historical Museum?
For the time being, that isn't in our plan. We're going to return all of the pieces to the artists, but maybe that's a conversation that can happen later down the line. These pieces do represent the community of Sitka, and the Historical Society is all about telling the stories of the people, and the lives of the folks that live here are highlighted by what they create. So we're interested in promoting that, and that's really what this series of community curating exhibits is going to be about. And I hope everybody can come out to the opening on March 12th at 6 p.m. and be a part of that.
All right. Yeah, what seems goofy and fun to us now could make, you know, a kind of a statement about us to future generations of Sitkins. Again, so Jackie, I just want to hit these details, and then I'm going to talk to you, Jeff, just a bit about the wearable art show itself. So this Tuesday is when you'd like to have applications in, and people can just come by and pick up the applications from the museum in Harrigan Centennial Hall.
Or get them at our website.
Or sitkahistory.org. And then the reception, where we can see the selected wearable art pieces, will be Monday, March 12th, 6 p.m., again at the museum. And the exhibit will be on display through...
about the second week of April.
Okay, and that's when you're going to announce the winners at some time.
That's right. I'll be back on the radio, hopefully, with you.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah, that'll be fine. And Jeff?
Yes, sir.
And again, it's not just this year's wearable art. It's any wearable art that's been made for any of the wearable art shows.
That's right. And we're encouraging all Sitkins to apply, even if you haven't ever entered a wearable art show. If you have a piece of wearable art that you've made or that you want to make in the next few days, then by all means, apply.
So this thing is wide open. Jeff?
Yes, sir.
The shows, I think one night is already sold out, right?
No, it's getting close. I think Saturday's pretty close. There's still tickets for Friday.
Okay, so it's going to be Friday and Saturday nights.
Yep, the day after tomorrow and the day after that tomorrow.
Right, okay, at 7 o'clock at
7 o'clock at Harrigan
Centennial Hall. And will
tickets are at Old Harbor Books, of course.
Okay, and will it be the same pieces each night or different
almost
pieces?
Almost. There's one person that can't do it Friday and one person that can't do it Saturday, if that makes sense. So there'll still be 34 different presentations, and some of those presentations are individuals and some are groups. So there's the Untitled will be interesting.
All right, so tickets are getting in short supply for this, and Jackie, you actually ran into the experience when you first got here.
I didn't get to go last year. I went to get my ticket 3 weeks before the show, and it was sold out.
Yeah. All right. So
we're accommodating Jackie and a bunch of other people.
Okay. Bear that in mind. The Wearable Art Show is tomorrow and Saturday at 7. Tickets at Old Harbor Books. If you'd like to enter a piece of wearable art in the Community Couture Wearable Art Exhibition, you've got to go online to sitkahistory.org and get an application, or see Jackie or someone at the Sitka Historical Society Museum in Harrigan Centennial Hall. Monday, March 12th at 6 p.m., there'll be a reception for the people, for the artists selected for the Community Couture exhibition. Jackie Fernandez is curator of the Sitka Historical Museum. Thanks for coming in this morning, Jackie. And Jeff Budd is with the Greater Sitka Arts.
Thank you, Robert.
Council.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.